Deep in the pocket of your coat, there's a letter there that I wrote.
That's Neffy, who won this year's Tiny Desk Contest, but we should note there were thousands of entries from across the country, and many of them were exceptional. We'll highlight some of them over the next few months on Weekend Edition, and today we have an exceptional Cuban musician, Yosmel Montejo. This is his contest entry, La Caliente.
Si somos de La Caliente.
Yosmel Montejo joins us now from Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello.
It is good to have a fellow Cuban on the show. First things first, the phrase, La Caliente, it's slang, right, for the hot one. What's the story behind the title?
Imagine a country where you have to go every day and hustle, you know, hustle for food or anything you need. La caliente, literally, it means the heat. And I'm just trying to reflect what is happening in my society. I mean, in Cuba right now, you know. And it's a struggle day by day, you know, looking for food, medicine, all the needs, you know. But I just try to put it like in a positive way. The message is go for it. No matter how many problems do we have, the day by day life, we just need to go for it. No options. Let's do it.
Mm. I mean, it's been a hard time in Cuba right now.
It is.
There's been a lot going on. You left Cuba when? When did you come to the States?
Exactly like 10 years ago. Yeah, I came in 2011.
So the ties are strong.
It is. I mean, all my family is still there. My mom and dad, you know, I'm pretty much still attached.
Caliente de verdad.
Back to when you were a kid in Cuba, how did you discover your passion for music? Because you're a classical guitarist, you play the bass, you're a composer, you're a band leader.
I have two cousins on my father's side. My cousin has a guitar on the house, and I was, you know, hearing her like singing and playing guitar. It was like, oh, I want to do that, you know? So we have like a special school only for music. And I got in, so I was super excited. Mm-hmm. But the instrument that I want, sax. And I couldn't play sax. So they allowed me to get into the school, but as a trumpet player. And then the trumpet teacher told me, hey, you don't have the conditions, like the mouth, no. So they moved me to percussion, and I didn't like to play with the sticks. They moved me to oboe. And the reason I have to move from the oboe is because the only teacher in my city got pregnant. So they have to move me again. And I land finally in the guitar. That was the beginning of my musical career.
Hey,
I understand that early in your life, you were a big Michael Jackson fan, and he sort of really influenced you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, in my time back in Cuba, we didn't have a lot of access to records or to new music, you know. But we have access to Michael Jackson at the time. And that really was a huge impact on my life, because I see this man, excellent entertainer and dancer and a musician, as a singer, composer, that really put, you know, that little thing on my heart. In my town, people don't know me as a musician. They know me as, oh, you were the Michael Jackson impersonator, whatever. Oh yeah, I remember you. And oh man, yeah.
You submitted to the Tiny Desk You're now on NPR. Where do you see your music career going from here?
Oh, well, I want to keep composing, keep producing. I want to be exploring different fields of the music. You know, it's not that I get bored, but I have a lot of curiosity in me, enough to try all the time, like new things. So I want to be heard.
Well, we're hearing you now. Yosmel Montejo is an LA-based musician. You can see his Tiny Desk Contest entry, La Caliente, on our website, npr.org/tinydeskcontest. Muchísimas gracias.
Gracias a ustedes. Gracias, Lulu.